So let's talk a little bit about how these levels of care are determined. So these are going to be determined through the STAR Kids screening and assessment. Many of you know this. It was previously the MLOC, but the STAR Kids screening and assessment has been designed specifically for the pediatric population. It has the same goals as the MLOC. We're trying to, again, assess the level of care, the level of need that's needed for children, but it's also going to be looking at what are the acute services, what are the long-term services and supports that are needed. And you can see here it's completed annually, at least annually, but if a child's needs change, they will do this assessment more than once during a year. So the SK-SAI, as it's referred to, is a modular assessment. So this means it's made up of four different modules. So the core is something that all children are going to receive. And this is going to identify most of the needs of all children that are in STAR Kids. But this is also going to trigger other modules depending on the level of need of the child. So here's a little bit more information about the core module. Again, it's just assessing all of the needs of the child, whether medical needs at home, at school, different diagnoses. So it's really, really important that families understand how vital this assessment is in order to get the services that they need. And again, this is the required section. All children are going to complete this section. And the assessment is done at home if the family chooses, and so the family can be present. So I'll just break down a little bit about each of the sections. So I said that the core module is required, and then these other sections will be triggered depending on the needs of the child. So the PCAM, it was previously the PCAF, and this is going to assess whether a child has personal care services that they need.